So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan in the house. Hope you're all right today. I don't know why I said that. Dan is in a house, but I'm now in the house. Anyway, hope you're well. Happy Monday. Happy December. happy 2022. Hope you're well. In today's session, we're going to talk about whether you've got what it takes to succeed to grow your business effectively. And there's a couple of areas in there that we want to run through. And so that's what we're going to run through today. If you've got any questions, you've got any comments, you've got any things that you want to ask, whatever, stick them in the dot box down below and we'll come back and answer them for you. Anyway, let's crack straight on. So the first part of this is about, in your business, have you got the people or the resources available to you? Now, if you think about this, obviously we're in December 2022, we're going into 2023. You've got an opportunity now to kind of start planning what you want to happen in 2023. What do you want it to look like? And when you get an idea about what you want that to look like, so I'll give you an example. It might be you've got a couple of staff and you want to get some more people on board and you want to take more time off, you want to have more holidays, you want to have more money. All that stuff is basically why you go into business in the first place, right? And when I ask people, why are you running your business? We go, or why are you self-employed? And we go, it's because I want more time off and I want more money. And one of, as you know, if you're self-employed, well, I can work whenever I want. Yeah, all the bloody time, right? And so you start this job or this business thinking it's going to give you some cash and it's going to give you some freedom and you're going to be able to go on holiday. And it turns out that that wasn't true at all. You just end up working 12-hour days, 7 days a week. You don't see the kids, the wife or the husband's divorcing you. And that's not what it should be about. So one of the things that's really high up on the list of what people want in their business is more time freedom, more financial freedom. And so the question then becomes, okay, well, how are you going to get that? Like, it doesn't just happen, you know, if you sell a widget for £1,000. If you sell 20 widgets, now you're making 20 grand, but who's delivering the widget? The widget is a product or service. And so this is one of the bottlenecks, logger jams in running a business is the more you sell, you're just creating yourself a kind of a prison, if you like. You know, these people, oh, I'm going to buy a post office. And it's like, imagine buying a post office and working in a post office 6 days a week behind that little desk, behind the glass. Like that's not even 6x6, is it? 6x2 feet. That's the prison that you've just created for yourself. And so I don't think most people want that. I think most people want more money, more time off. They want to get fit. They want to live longer. They want to be healthier. They want to eat proper food. They want to go out on dates. They want to go to, we went to the pantomime this weekend. I've got to tell you, the pantomime, I can't even say, is it pantomime? Pantomime. It's an acquired taste, isn't it? Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, it's just an acquired taste, not down my street at all. But this is what freedom is about, freedom to go choose to do all these things, except you can't because you're running so much stuff in your business. And so then the question becomes, okay, so knowing that if you sell more stuff, somebody's going to have to deliver it. Who is going to be the person in your business that can start delivering on that product or service that you've sold? And so this is the way that we do it in my business. I am the front of our business, the sales, the mouth, if you will. Some people say I've got a big mouth and I'm the best person placed to do that. But I don't really get involved in the delivery of Facebook ads or content creation. I have an overview on it and I can see what comes in, what goes out and so on and give feedback to the people where it's needed. But I'm not the guy typing the buttons on the Facebook ads. We have a department that does that. I'm not the guy creating the graphics. We've got graphic designers who are far better at graphic design than I ever possibly could be. We've not got me editing a customer's videos. We've got full-time video editors for that. Degree qualified, highly experienced video editors. So it's not me that does that. The bits that I can do is get someone on a call, close them, and then pass them on to our delivery team who then deliver what I've sold effectively. And so when we looked at this business a couple of years ago and as we started to grow it, I did do all those things. I did do the graphic design and I did do the video editing and I wasn't bad at it. I wasn't the best at it either, but I wasn't bad at it. And I really enjoyed it. But at some point, you have to let those things go to pass them on to other people who are much better than I am at doing them. And that's not a bad thing. That's a positive thing. But the question you've got to ask yourself is, who's the next person that you're going to employ? Who is it? And what are they doing? I have this conversation, I reckon, once a week with my second-in-command, Graham. I have this conversation. Who do we want next, Graham? Who are we going to get? And Graham's like, well, we need maybe a copywriter, or we need a tech. What else do we need? I think that's it for now, right? We're recruiting content coordinators at the moment because our business is going to expand in 2023. And so we're training those people up right now. But listen to the language. Our business is going to increase in 2023. And so we are currently recruiting people for those roles. We've already identified what people are needed in order to fulfill what we're going to sell in 2023. We're already ahead of the game. And most business owners are not like that. Most business owners are running around like a blue-ass fly, trying to plug this gap and plug that gap and plug that gap. And they're putting out fires all over the place, right? Might be in danger of using too many metaphors there, but they're putting all these fires out instead of actually going, okay, let's do some planning. What do we want 2023 to look like? And more importantly, what do I want my 2023 to look like? You see, the business can grow, but if a business growing means that I have to work 70 or 80 hour weeks, hang on a minute, that's not what I want. I don't want that. Why would I want that? And why should you want that? You're not going into business to work a load of hours. Well, I would hope not. But some people do, you know, going through divorce and separation, they throw themselves into a business and it's a nice escape, right? And I get that. But over the long term, that's not a healthy thing to do. Over the long term, it should be you about building up your business and being able to come out of this business so then you can go do all the things that you actually want to go and do. And so one of the big, big ways in which you can do that is you can pull in the right people that can do that for you and the right resources as well. So the next part then on, do you have what it takes to make your business succeed? I have to reread the title because I forget. Skills. And the skills that have got you to here won't be the same skills that get you to there. So my graphic editing skills, which weren't the best, not bad, but not the best, they're not the skills that will grow my business anymore, right? Like I could become the best Adobe graphics editor on the planet, right? But that's not actually going to grow my business because I've got a limited number of people that I can actually work for. Right. But if I've got a team of people and so my then it will work. But my skills are then having to be translated into not just editing videos and editing graphics, but it will have to be changed into managing the people that create the images, that edit the graphics, that do all the content coordinating. And then my skill set will have to change into I will now have to manage the manager, which is exactly what's happened in our business. So my skills are having to evolve and adapt. I'm moving further away from the business and more into my mindset and my self-talk than I do speaking with end users. I sell the stuff, but I'm not the guy that delivers the stuff. So my skills that I needed to sell it had to be improved upon in order for us to sell, and we got really good at that. But at some point, we're going to also reach a point where I can't do all the sales because I'm so busy managing other people. Or we've got so many sales coming through and so many sales calls, I just don't have the time to do them. In which case, the skill set that I will have on being able to close people on the phone will have to change into managing other people that can then close on the phone. And then that will change into managing a manager who manages the people that close on the phone. And so as you're going up this pyramid, as you're growing your business, the bits that have gotten you to this point right now won't be the bits that will take you forward. Now, a couple of caveats on this. If you're not closing business right now, right, then maybe it's a skill set that you've not got. And maybe you will go on all the training courses that ever existed on the planet and you still can't sell, right? That is a real possibility, isn't it? I could go on all the training courses for riding a unicycle. Chances are I ain't ever riding a unicycle. I just don't think I have the dexterity to be able to do such a thing. And that might be similar for you. In which case, we're back up to people and resources. This one right here, wherever it is, where we're back up to people and resources, because you don't have to be the person that's closing sales on the phone. You can hire people for that. But then the skill that you have would be in managing those salespeople, which sounds weird, doesn't it? How can a non-salesperson manage? Well, they can do it very well. If you're a good manager, you don't have to be Michael Jordan to coach Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's coach, Phil Jackson, was a decent basketball player for the New York Knicks a long, long time ago. But he wasn't a Michael Jordan. So you can manage somebody who's got more skills than you, right? Tiger Woods' coach isn't a better player at golf than Tiger Woods, but he's a far better coach. And that's what you should become. You should become the coach for your team, the manager for managing your team's tasks. And then some of this as well, by the way, is identifying some of the people in your business and what skills they have, but also identifying what skills they haven't got. Because as a manager, and in fact, we were just doing this. Let me just see if I can. One of the things we were looking at is what we call a communications officer role. And the communications officer, which is a role that doesn't exist in my business right now, but it probably is going to exist in 2023 at some point. So the communications officer role will manage training our affiliates, right? So right now we have people that sell for us, and technically they don't sell anything. They just introduce and I get them on a call and I do the sales, right? But imagine if we had 10, 20, 50, 100 affiliates out there that got really good at going to networking events and saying things like, oh, you need a website? Just speak to my mate Dan. Dan can sort you out. Like, imagine that. Now, that's a trained army of people, of salespeople. So there has to be someone in place. So I would manage the communications officer, and the communications officer would manage that role. And so we've got a couple of things here. One was customer retention. I'm just looking at my organization chart. One was customer retention. What are the things that we can put in place for customer retention? So, for example, one of the things we've already got is our business retreat in Spain next year, which is basically cocktails on the beach, paddle surfing. Of course, we're going to talk about business. We're going to have some hot seats, but also it's about going out, having some paella, having a few cocktails, going paddle surfing, bit of yoga on the beach, maybe. Who knows, right? And then the next part of that is identifying within our team who needs what. Who needs what skills to be able to improve on their skill set? Because we might recruit someone like a content coordinator, excuse me. And for example, they may have really good empathy skills, which is brilliant as a content coordinator. What they may not have yet is the ability to create a written copy, right? But we can teach that. You know, think about this. We can teach skills, we can't teach attitude. If you have someone who has empathy, that's a great front line, front customer facing person for our business, someone with lots of empathy. And just because we haven't got the technical skills yet, like some people recruit on technical skills, and we all know these types of people, and they've got no people skills at all, and they just wind people up. And we all know people like that who are in the wrong jobs and wrong positions. And so that comes down to how you recruit, but more importantly about how you train and give those people the skills, and about identifying not just the skills for you, but the skills that you that they actually need, that you either are going to teach them or you send them off on a training course, because there's other people that can teach those skills far better than you or I possibly could. Next bit then is the tech. So in terms of making your business succeed for 2023, the technology that you're going to use in order to do this is going to be really paramount, I think. I mean, you know, just on this live stream. So we've got a microphone here, a Rode USB, wonderful microphone, highly recommended. We've got a Logitech 920C camera. We've got OBS, which is what we use for all our live streams and allows me to, you know, add images and all this fancy stuff with stuff. The menu on the side is OBS. We've got that. We've got a two-screen setup. We've got a desk lamp. We've got lights in the background. We've got lights. We've got light coming in through the windows and so on. All that is tech. Right, maybe not light coming in through the windows. But all of that tech had to be put together. And it wasn't just put together overnight. You know, we, you know, the microphone's £200-odd. It's not a cheap microphone. The camera's a cheap camera, 100 quid, Logitech 920. We've had it about 4 or 5 years. Wonderful camera. Even today, it's still really good, right? We've also got some Philips Hue lights on the desk, which gives a nice warm glow as well. So we've got all the tech in place. But what other tech do we need? Like, you know, we need mobile phones. We've got headphones, which are still on charge. Don't want to overcharge them. I've got a pair of Q35 noise cancelling headphones. Wonderful for when I'm doing long pieces of work and so on. So we've got to have this technology in place. We've got a laptop. We've got a computer, super fast computer, in fact. Lots of hard drive storage because obviously we're a digital marketing agency. We've also got Carbonite for backups. We've got Google Drive where we get give access to all our clients to upload all their stuff. All this technology is really important to have. But what happens in a business is they don't plan any of this ahead. They're like, oh, my laptop's really slow. 4 or 5 years later, they're working on a laptop that was slow 4 or 5 years ago and it's even slower now. And I'm like, have you got a budget allocated for that? What? Yeah. Have you got a budget allocated for a new laptop? No. Well, when do you buy a laptop? Well, I wait until the old one fails and then I buy the cheapest piece of shit that I can, right? How efficient is that? You use it a lot all the time. But you've got a really slow laptop. Yeah. Why don't you just buy a brand new laptop that's super duper fast? Oh, because it's too expensive. It's 1,500 quid, Dan. Right. Well, how long does a laptop last? 2 years. Okay. So is that not £80 a month? Oh, I'm not paying that. How much? What's your revenue? 100 grand, let's say. Okay. So you're not prepared to pay £80 a month for your one-man business that's pulling in 100 grand for a laptop that's going to make life easier? Like, it's a no-brainer. But the problem is that people don't plan ahead. They just go, oh, I need a new laptop. Oh, it's 1,500 quid. Well, it's not 1,500 quid, is it? It's £100 a month over 15 months or whatever that's going to be. And it's the same, you know, we've got a printer and a scanner, 150 quid. Like, it's £15 a month. At some point, that's going to fail, right? Maybe in 3 years' time. So £10 a month will cover that. This is about you going back to your spreadsheet and allocating budgets. We talk about tech. It's not really about the tech. It's about your ability to manage and yourself, by the way, and manage your budgets. And if you haven't got that, you need to move back up to skills. So you've got that. And if you're still, no matter what accounting course you do and what spreadsheet course you do, you still can't do it. You need to recruit the right person and resources so that you can actually have a grown-up conversation about, okay, we need to allocate money for stuff. Like, what really kind of confuses me is that it's such a disconnect between cars and other technology. A car is just a tool to get you from A to B, right? And a laptop is a tool to get you from A to B, to get the work done. And nobody looks at spending £100 a month on a laptop, but they don't mind spending 500 quid a month on a BMW. And it's like, well, how much business does your car allow you to close? Do you visit customers? No. Okay. But it makes me feel good. All right. Okay. But it doesn't help you close. Mind is blown. There's a disconnect here. And this is about you planning for next year. What's this going to look like? And well, we can't afford it. You've got a £500 BMW that drives you to work, drives you home from work. You don't visit customers in it, and it's costing you 500 quid. What? So people can look at you while you're sat there in traffic so you can look good? I don't get it. I just don't get it. This is, and I know I'm weird, by the way, and I get that. I totally get it. I totally get that I'm the odd one out here, right? But I don't get stuff like that. Your gym membership. Do you go to the gym? No. Okay. So you've got this £500 BMW. How much do you weigh? 18 stone. Okay. You overweight? Yeah. I'm really overweight. I drink too much. I smoke too much. I eat too many pies. Right. Okay. So you want to look good? Yeah. So you spend 500 a month on a BMW. Yeah. Do you go to the gym? No. Shit. My CrossFit is 70 quid a month. £70 a month. I've lost 10 kilos in the last 7 or 8 months. Not a BMW at £500 a month sat out there. I wear this all day long. This is my uniform, how I look. I could spend more money and buy a nice car, spend more money and have a nice clothes, but if I'm still not peak health, how's that helping me live longer? How is it helping me close more customers? None of that makes sense, right? And we got this topsy-turvy. We need to flip it. So the money should be spent on better food, should be spent on a gym membership that you actually attend, should be spent on better tech, a good microphone, good camera, lighting. It took some time to put this together. We got this banner at the top here. We've got this thing over here with an arrow that goes up and down. We've got my name here. All that took time. We've got OBS, we've got two screens, we've got a microphone, we've got a camera, we've got the lights. All this takes time to look, I was going to say look good. I don't know if it looks good, right? But I think it looks good, right? So it's like, okay, we've tried all sorts of things. This is as good as it gets, by the way. And so that stuff is really important. But most people would rather put the money into a fancy car that nobody even sees. Like, do you film you in your car? No, because that would be weird. Okay. So how many people are seeing you in your car? Not many. So why are you spending 500 quid a month on a car when you could spend 500 quid a month on getting a studio built in your home to go live every day? Do you think more people are going to see you that way? Of course they are. When every time we do a podcast, we get hundreds of downloads, sometimes thousands of downloads on a podcast. And really, this podcast costs, for all the equipment, $2,000. Let's just say it's $2,000, including everything, right? It's not really that much money at all, is it? But I get the ability to go live every day and speak to people every day and have these conversations with people every day. All from the tech, not from the car. God, that was a rant, wasn't it? Right. Next bit then is processes. So do you have what it takes to make your business succeed in 2023? What processes have you got? So we are constantly creating new processes. So for example, we've got an onboarding document. So when a client comes on board, we've got an onboarding document. So we take the client through the onboarding document. This is what's going to happen. This is what we do here. This is what it looks like. This is what the costs are. And usually there's no extra cost because we're paying a monthly subscription. So there's no extra cost. But if there are, or if there's things that you need, you know, if you want a nice intro with music that you want to pay for, you have to pay for the music. Or you can use the music that we can supply you with and you don't have to pay. So it's those levels of conversations. But we've got systems and processes in place for that. Now, if you're growing your business from a one-man, a two-man, a three-man business to a four, five, six, seven, eight-person business, what are the processes that you need in place for that? And it's boring as hell, by the way. Holiday forms. Like, by the way, we don't use holiday forms in my business. We, you know, I've not seen a holiday form in, what am I, 50? So in 20 years, I've not seen a holiday form. The last holiday form I ever saw was in Dell. At some point, we're going to have bloody holiday forms, which is weird. But it's a sign of growth. But that's a process that we're going to have to put in place. And we've not had it yet. But at some point, someone's going to go on maternity. It's just, you know, it's part of life and that's fine. What are the systems in place? What happens if that happens? What do we do? And actually, what do we do? We haven't got that system in place yet. We've never had to come across that. But at some point in 2023, 2024, that's definitely going to happen, right? So what are the systems that you've put in place for the growth of your business? What about moving you off doing sales or doing the delivery of a product and bringing someone else in? What's the process for recruitment? What's the process for training? What's the process for creating a good culture within your organization? This is actually a real life example that we are going to have to face. And we're putting little bits in place. We're just giving pay rises. We're going to do weekly training for all our team members, where they all just join all at once. Even if it's just for 10, 20, 30 minutes, just so they get an idea of culture, they get to see each other, they get to see the team growing and so on. And just to create this kind of culture within your business. But there has to be a process for all of this. And it's not that the process is just stored in your head. Your process should be written down so it's in a booklet form. So one of the things that we've created as well is we've got team training. We use Thinkific, which is what we use for when we sell training products. We've got internal team training for website design, graphic design, content coordinators, managers, and we're constantly adding to that. So instead of old school 1990s having a booklet, actually, most of it is on training and you have to watch it and then you click I have completed the training. So then you know, if you do something and it's in the training, we'll go, well, you said that you've watched it. Why are you doing it like that? And, you know, obviously some people just click the button, don't they? To say they've watched it when they haven't. But these are all systems and processes that we've had to get put in place. And you're going to have to put these in place as well. And if you go, no, 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 Dan, I'm so busy right now. I'm doing this. And I've got this and I've got that and I've got that and I've got this. I've got all this to do. Blah, 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 blah. The reason why you've got all this and you haven't got time to do it is that you haven't done this yet. And then it's because you've not got the right people and resources. You've not got the right skills. Not got the right tech, and all this stuff is stopping you from growing your business. And I know how difficult that can be. In fact, we made a decision for December that actually we're probably not going to take on, we might take on one more client in December. It's only the 5th of December, but we're actually making a decision to make sure that all our resources are in place and that we've actually caught up with anything that we need to catch up with. And also if there's often little loose threads that we have to tie up. And so actually, we might take on one more client this month, maybe two absolutely max, but that's it. Because we want to hit 2023 with the ground running. We want to hit the ground running in 2023. God, I sound like Liz Truss not knowing how to say it. We want to hit the ground running in 2023, and we want to tie up all these loose ends so that then when we take on new clients, we're not, you know, we can give them full attention. We're not having to tie up all of these loose ends. But these systems and processes have to be part of your business. And if they haven't been part of your business yet, that's why you're running round and so utterly busy. And I've seen this so many times. Oh, no, Dan, you don't understand. Nobody else can do this job but me. What? Nobody else? Nobody else on the entire planet can do it like you do it. You're the best that's ever been. It's bullshit, right? It's just ego talking and it's bullshit. And this is obviously, by the way, one of the difficulties in growing a business. Like, you know, from a sales point of view, I have that as a problem, right? I don't want to let go of sales. I can recruit someone. What if I sell it wrong? They're not going to sell it like me. I own the business. So the only person who can really sell is me, right? It's bullshit. It's a limiting belief by a long, long way. And it's actually more indicative of a lack of training for that person doing the sales. If they're selling something and they're selling something wrong, that's my fault. And let me rephrase that. I'm not to blame, but I am responsible for not providing the training to that person. This is a whole different way of seeing the world, and being responsible for all of these things is really, really important. Anyway, look, hope that's useful. That'll do us for today. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Have a wicked day, and we'll speak to you then. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.